It's time for Team Mom Trash Talk with Tracy and Noel.
Hello and welcome to Team Mom Trash Talk. This is episode 336. I'm your host, comedian Tracy Carnazzo, joined by my co-host, comedian Noel Winters Herzog.
Hi, Tracy.
Hi, we're here to talk about Family Reunion Season 3, Episode 8.
It's time. The girls joined.
Wow.
I mean, well, real quick, I do want to say at the end of this episode, mm-hmm. they were like still to come.
Yeah.
So I'm like,
there's too much to come.
But here's the thing. Sometimes when they do that, they skip a week. So it's like, I wonder,
are we skipping a week?
I don't know. That's what I was going to bring up.
I would love that for us.
So I was wondering that because I'm like, they didn't say next time on. They just said still to come on. So we'll see.
I'm going to Google it. Let's see if we could have any kind of. No, it says May 8th is the next one. So
it's just weird that they did that. Maybe this is like halfway over then or something. I don't know.
I hope so. I really hope so.
I meant to ask you off camera, but here we are.
Here we are.
They were really trying to allude to something with Jalen.
Yes.
Yeah.
My whole life is a facade.
Okay. Because
why
I'm
are
like,
you asking me off? No, this is what we need to discuss on camera.
Well, because I don't know. Because I have to tell you, I posted about Janelle and her blunt, and people have really come for me for that.
I like that. I think that's funny.
But it's like, I think it's funny too. And I'm like, Tracy would write the same thing. I wasn't shaming the pop.
You're a blunt shaming Janelle on our Teen Mom Trash Talk Facebook page. Not the group, guys. The page.
Right.
Go over, check it out. Noelle is a wild animal over there.
Well, because people are like, I talk to them like I talk to people in Trader Joe's, you know? The people who piss me off in Trader Joe's. This is how I talk to them.
You're a wild animal in Trader Joe's too.
I'm a wild animal in parking lots. I told somebody the other day, you're going to move your fucking car or what?
Wow. Okay, real quick. I was in TJ Maxx today. I'm not trying to brag. And this woman was coming out of the dressing room. I was by the hair care.
Mm-hmm.
And I overheard her. And she gave the woman all the stuff without the hangers.
Uh-huh.
And the woman's like, you need to put this back on the hangers. And she goes, I don't work here.
Oh,
and I was like, you know what?
That's you.
Good for you. Good for you. You don't work here. I don't work here either. I don't work at Target. I don't work at Stop and Shop. So why am I working when I get there?
Yeah, I don't like self-checkout in the fact that I don't work here.
So we'll talk about that more on our favorite podcast, BS, where we just kind of talk about these issues.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you guys about my first time acupuncturing, too. If you
want to
hear that.
It's going to be amazing. I'm going to talk to you guys about my first time jet skiing. So go over there.
I was thinking about that when I was watching this.
Patreon.com/Trash Talk Podcast. You could hear that podcast. You could hear Recycled with Noel and Michael, which is my favorite podcast. And I'm going to be driving to Philadelphia tomorrow and I'm going to be listening to it.
Yay!
I absolutely love that podcast. You guys have been covering Real Housewives. You covered Crossroads, the Britney Spears movie, and you're going to be on to Mob Wives, which I am so pumped about, which brings us to our other podcast, so pumped, a Vanderpump Rules podcast and Macaroni Rascals, a Jersey Shore podcast. So make sure you get all of that content over at patreon.com, that and more. It's over 1,000 bonus episodes.
It's over 1,500 now.
Insanity.
Also,
insanity.
Guys, eventually we're going to get back to Macaroni Rascals. Don't think we're never going to get there. Everything comes full circle.
Everything comes full circle.
Mm-hmm.
It's like the circle of life.
Okay. 9:49.
This is what happens. Don't make me podcast.
We recorded last night at like after 11 p.m. I feel like Catfish was very funny last night
because
it was so late.
I'm talking to you. Across the water, across the deep blue ocean, under the open sky. Oh, my baby, I'm trying.
Are you feeling okay? Good.
Not really.
No, I know, actually.
Not really. Let's jump in the pool.
All right. I'm here to pool.
All right. Well, Brianna and Kaya arrive. They're on the airport shuttle.
Yeah. In Colombia.
But Leah missed her flight. You know why Leah missed her flight?
Why?
Because she probably had to get up in the dark.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
And drive for 5 hours to the airport. Also, she lives nowhere near an airport.
She lives nowhere near an airport, but also she's like notoriously late.
Yeah.
Too.
But also like you should see someone like her needs to live by an airport.
Okay, agree. Like where I live.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like you live in the airport. You live in Terminal C.
I mean, when I tell you, when I have to drive Matt to Delta, I'm there in 4 or 5 minutes.
I know, but it's like when people are like, hey, Noelle, can you pick me up at the airport? I'm like, when your mom comes in, right? She's like, pick me up from the airport. I'm like, can't you walk?
Truly, can't you walk?
Can't you walk? Can't you just roll your suitcase down the tarmac?
You could. Except sometimes, except for when she comes in from LaGuardia.
No, I know. Well, that's stupid. Hell. But Noelle lives in JFK Airport.
I do. I live inside of JFK Airport.
She lives in.
Yet, I don't hear one airplane here.
It's not the air pattern.
No. When I lived in South Ozone Park, I mean, I lived truly.
Well, you
in
lived
the
on. You lived on the actual runway. Now you live by the terminal.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Good call.
What was the heist?
Lufthansa.
Yeah, you live right by Lufthansa.
I love Lufthansa. Oh, you sound like Emily from 90 Day.
It's well, because this is Lufthansa is the Castilian airline. They're from Spain.
Lufthansa. All right. So Brianna and Kaya
come over Lufthansa. Jade is still sick. Jade has not been better. Jade is still sick. So the thing is, stop pretending you're better here and there and just lay down.
Well, I think she'll feel a little better and get hammered and then relapse.
Okay.
Or not relapse. I don't know what it's called.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's exactly what it's called. Jade, you're getting married in 5 minutes.
Well, that's the thing. You're going to wind up in the hospital.
You're going to wind up in the hospital.
Yeah.
Now, Brianna is like, yeah, Mackenzie's here. She's like my annoying little sister.
But it's funny because, I mean, it's annoying because they come in screaming. I can't take that type of energy.
No,
that's not for me.
No.
Yeah, that's
no,
not for me. But Mackenzie was like, hey, Mackenzie has a lot of energy.
She does. So Kayla is happy to see Kaya.
Mm-hmm.
What is this jumpsuit that Brianna's wearing?
Okay. So it's like
MC Hammer pants.
Okay. Right. It's like, is this some weird? It almost looks like some weird maternity jumpsuit.
It's some kind of tented outfit.
Yeah, it's strange.
It's very, very nice.
Because you know what? You see her later on. She's in motorcycle shorts and like a bra top. And you're like, oh, she looks really good. Why is she wearing these weird outfits?
I don't know. Well, she's yelling. They're yelling. Brianna goes into Jade's room. She is a bridesmaid in Jade's wedding. And Brianna in Colombia, in Cartagena, con no AC, is going to smell the bad.
Oh, she is going, her skin is going to boil. It's
that entire
stink.
Pool probably looks like they have to save the ducks.
Oh, yuck.
They're like, guys, we need to get some, what do they use? Dawn dish soap.
Dawn dish soap.
And we need to save Brianna.
I wonder, like, who smells the worst? Probably the guys. I feel like boys always smell worse than girls.
Okay, later on, well, Brianna's going to really...
Kayla looks
bend
like
there.
She be stinking on here to me too.
Okay, well, Brianna is in she's already in her room unpacking. She has her outfit off. Is she in her Spanx and they're showing
yes.
that?
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay. You know what, MTV?
Yep.
You're fired.
They were foul for that. Yeah.
I'm like, you're fired.
I'm like, they have this girl on in nude Spanx on television.
They're like, what are you doing?
I know.
Also, so they have. This isn't in order. So they show her unpacking in her Spanx, but then they show her by the bar in her outfit again.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we find out that Tyler's mom, Kim, is watching the kids and she's a snowbird.
Yeah. So she's gone 6 months a year since Florida. I guess she retired from FedEx.
Mail carrying. No, she was a USPS.
Oh, I don't know. FedEx, UPS, USPS. There's so much.
Yeah, but that's
DHL.
A real... No, come on, Noelle. That's a real union job. April and Kate don't talk anymore.
I didn't know that they don't speak, but
she got wasted in front of Carly.
She's better off.
She got wasted with Brandon and Teresa.
But what were you thinking bringing her? That was stupid.
Oh, yeah. No. That is a victim blaming situation.
Yeah, of course. No, that was stupid to ever bring. I would never bring her to something important. I have to tell you, I didn't bring my dad to important things. Just
right.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I get it. Tyler implies that he wants more kids.
Okay, because he's not the one having them. But also, I don't even think Kate would care. I also think that Kate would probably have kids.
Yeah, I don't know. Tyler, just figure it
but
out.
It's also like, I think you guys, I think you're a I think little you're busy
good.
Now.
I think you're
yeah,
good.
I think you're good.
Okay. So Brianna says that she'll find a random dude in Colombia.
Yeah, but I feel bad because she's like, I don't want to be lonely forever. That's sad, you know?
Okay, but like Brianna.
She knows that she has bad taste.
Lewis?
The flashbacks. Lewis was, if it were me, I would say to Lewis all the time, I was going to give this kid up for adoption mm-hmm. and you told me not to.
Okay. Do you know what I would have done?
What?
I would have, when Stella was like 5, given her up for adoption. And been like, Lewis.
Look what you made me do. I see, but you say that, but I don't think that's true.
I would have. I am so spiteful.
No, I know. But he also, I feel like he wouldn't. He's the type of, at least Adam signed, not Taylor. Yeah. I can't remember
whatever.
His other child's name. I don't
There's
know.
No way to know.
He signed over Paisley.
Paisley, there you go.
But yet Lewis won't sign over Stella.
That's what I'm saying. And then I would sign Stella over to Lewis. And I'd be like, Stelita.
Aw, poor Stella.
I'm sorry that I had to sacrifice you. But I have to prove a point.
Gross. No, that's so me. I can never do that to her.
I have to prove a point.
Poor Stella.
And you're going to pay.
Yeah, right. Remember when she got crickets and let them loose in his house? I always love that.
I do enjoy that.
Yeah.
But like Lewis.
No, I know.
Lewis, I'm going to give you up for adoption.
I hate him so much.
She should have had a Lewis abortion.
That would
she
be
should have
great.
Called Lewis's
she
mom and
that.
Been like, do you believe in post-term abortions? Because I do. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about Kaya is like chatting with Ryan.
Right.
He's talking about her nails. And then she's talking about the pregnancy.
Right, because she knew.
Do you notice Kayla's accent is wild?
I know. It's very strong sometimes.
Very strong. She needed to water it down, but she forgot to. She was drinking a concentrated coffee. So Tiaza and her broke up.
Yes.
And she talks about her dad's death.
That's sad. It's so sad watching the flashbacks.
So sad.
It really is.
And Kaya said she wants to find peace and she's crying.
Mm, but that's the thing. I feel so bad for her, but yet she's drama.
And then I don't.
Uh-huh. Me too.
I feel so bad for her until I don't.
I know. Well, that's the thing. And it's like, I feel bad for her when it comes to stuff with her dad because that's
too.
Out of her control.
Of course.
Yes.
So Cheyenne FaceTimes with the kids and then Zach and Corey are gung-ho on this jet ski journey.
Oh, God. I would not want to ride jet skis with these guys.
Okay. Is Kayla showing or not? I can't
tell. No, because here she's not. It's like, I think at first it looked like she was, but
I think they
now,
try to make it appear that she was.
So maybe she really is not that far along.
Right. So Brianna said that she loves water sports. And it's funny because you don't love showering sports.
You don't love showering sports.
So
you
just
love
the pee-pee part?
Sports. Uh-huh.
Okay.
She just loves aquatic things.
Okay. So the water is super, super, super rough. And Taylor does the right thing. She's like, if we're going on this jet ski, I am driving.
Yeah. Well, I would never let Corey drive.
Oh, are you kidding? I mean, that would be the last time I was ever alive.
Okay. Well, if you were going to go on a jet ski with any of them, obviously you would drive. But if you had to pick a guy to drive you, who would it be?
Not Zach, because he thinks he's a professional jet skier.
Me too, right. Not Zach.
Definitely not Corey.
No, Corey would be last on my list.
What are my other options? Sean, but he's not there.
Well, let's just say he is. Just any guy that's there. Sean, Ryan, even other Taylor.
Other Taylor.
Right? I think I would let other Taylor do it.
Other
and
Taylor,
because
I would be like, hey, the kids are really counting on you.
I would let other Taylor, and then maybe Tyler.
Yes, Tyler. Out of the people who were there, Tyler.
Yes.
And then I would be like, you know,
Taylor.
Other Taylor and Tyler drivers.
I agree with you on that.
Okay. So Corey drives by himself because she gets off. Good idea. It's like,
he's like, I'm going to let you off here.
All right. So Kaya is jet skiing. Now she's going.
I don't think anybody's ever told her how to do this.
Okay. So this is the problem.
Yeah.
The problem is that when you jet ski, now I'm also a professional jet skier.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if you guys know, but I've been to Cancun, Mexico.
I think we know by now.
The locals call it Cancun, Mexico.
Wow.
Yeah. Not only.
Look at you.
Yeah. Some of us, you know, Kayla, you're not the only one who has an accento.
Uh-huh.
this is Tracy con accento. I just feel like it's so much scarier than it seems.
Yeah, hence me not being on one.
No, no, I wouldn't do it again.
Oh, okay.
Like, I'm out.
I figured you did it a few times.
I did it a few times. I'm out.
But it's scary. Okay.
I'm out. It's not for me. It's not worth it.
It's not for me. Uh-uh.
You know, it's like so many people that we were with, like, fell off. And it's like, like, I'll do it in my pool.
Yeah. Me, I would do it in your pool.
Thank you. Yeah, just do it in the pool.
So my friend David, growing up for me, he's like my first friend ever from Ozone Park. Mm-hmm. Him and his brother and his friends and his dad were super into water sports. And to this day, they have like a team of like 30 guys that go do it like all summer long. They mm-hmm. advertise for mm-hmm. it and everything. It's like a quote unquote, like a Latino club. It's like a group of them. They've been doing it for years. And I'm like, I would never do this. I mean, I remember David doing it when we were like 10. Oh, and God. I'm like, this is terrifying.
It's also like a really trashy thing to do. No offense to everyone who's listening.
Is it?
Yeah, it's like a white trash kind of thing. So in Eastbound and Down, Kenny Powers, that was like his prized possession was his water ski, his jet ski. Now, also, our friend Tim has a joke about this that he used to do when he first did comedy. I think it's on his Gotham Live set. Mm-hmm. It is so funny. It's about like a white trash woman from Long Island. And she's talking about how her... I don't know, someone died in a jet ski accident. She got a Billy Joel lyric tattoo for it. Like, it's just so funny. I'm going to look up the joke because I know that I could find it online and I'm going to post it in our group. Because
that's
it's like,
so funny. You have to let me know when it's up. That's
so funny. It's just so funny because it's a very stereotypical, I think it's more East Coast than West Coast.
It is.
Mm-hmm. And it's like a trashy thing to do. You do it in like Long Island, you do it in Myrtle Beach, you do it in Florida. Like, this is a thing.
Yeah.
And it's a culture.
Okay,
it's like, it's like
that.
Four-wheeling.
Oh my God. Is it not?
It's
like
just,
four-wheeling?
It's water four-wheeling. That's what it is.
Okay. I could see that. So I don't swim, so I'm not doing that. I'm scared.
It's a scary thing to do. So I think that Kaya was kind of like, oh, it's like driving a car. Also, I'm in the water. Like, what could happen?
Right.
And it's like, oh, no.
I mean,
honey.
She like cracked her head open.
Yeah. It's so scary. So, okay.
I will say though, I thought it was really nice that like, okay, so it happened. Nobody knows what's wrong with her. Zach carried her out.
Cheyenne went to the,
the
hospital with her. It's like, you know what? I like them as parents. Together.
I would feel safe with them.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
See, the thing is, I would feel safe with Taylor, not with Corey.
I don't know if I would not feel safe with Corey because I do think that Corey loves to show off. So of course he would take care of you.
Yeah, I don't know. I just like, he's also like, nothing phases him as much just because he was on the challenge.
Uh-huh.
So he's a little bit more of a wild, he's a more of a like glue her head together, put her back on the jet ski.
I just feel like I wouldn't feel safe with like Leah, Kayla. Like, I think Kate and Ty.
Kate and Ty are real adult parents.
And Cheyenne and Zach.
Zach are real adult parents.
I would let them all take care of me. But especially Cheyenne and Zach. Not because I like Zach like that. I just think that they.
Zach's going to take care of you. He told me.
He can carry me out of the water any day. Although I don't really like water. Right.
I don't like being moist in the day.
I don't like being moist.
Well, what about
if
Zach carries you out? You're going to be moist in the daytime.
I'll be moist
nighttime?
In the daytime and the nighttime.
Wow.
I mean, I don't know about the slope shoulders, but I can probably get past it.
Okay. Also, Mackenzie is not there.
No.
Weird.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe she can't swim. Who knows? Maybe her sugar's off. I don't know.
I know, but Kayla couldn't do it and she was there.
Yeah, I don't know. So, but Sean was there and Jade wasn't there, but they didn't even show Sean. They show Sean for like 1 second.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, they go to the hospital. The doctor that they had brought from MTV goes and stays with her.
She's not
allowed to.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to give her x-rays. Okay,
poor
now
girl.
We talk
That's
to
so
Ryan
scary.
About the baby.
He doesn't want this baby. Let's just put that out there.
So who is he talking to about this?
Tyler.
Okay, so he's talking to Tyler about this. And he is saying things. He's lying the way I lie.
Okay, how?
Okay, he's like, yeah, I don't want to have this baby because she always splits up with the dads. And if she has this baby, like, I want to be all in and get married.
Right.
Like, that's something I would say.
That is backwards, yeah.
Right, but something I would say. And it's like,
of course.
Well, that's not true. But it's like, but it sounds very good.
Like admirable, almost.
That's what I like to sound
like.
I like to sound admirable. And I'm like, okay, I say all the time, like, I don't want to have kids because I'd be too good of a mom.
I mean, but that is true. I'm telling you,
I know, but I like
mom.
To say things like that because okay. It's like, wow, Tracy, you're such a good mom. You won't even have kids. I'm like, I know, right?
The thing is, like, this, I can't imagine being Kayla right now watching this back.
I can't imagine being the kid watching it back.
Your kid is born already. I think Zaire, right? He's born already. You are seeing on here that your dad really was not gung-ho to have you.
Mm-mm.
Kayla basically
and she didn't marry
this.
Him. He didn't marry her.
Nope. But she also knew all of this.
I know. So he's no, I can't be with her because every time she has a baby with someone, she splits up with them. Like,
I know.
Basically, like, the baby ruins the relationship. And
right.
It's like, well, she's
wrong,
also with
but...
people that cheat on her. And he's like, yeah, but also I'm going to cheat on her. And it's
right,
because
he was entertaining other women. Don't forget it.
I love when people say things like that. So now Tyler and Kate get pulled out for therapy.
Here's the thing. Like, why? Why? They
have had enough therapy
in their lives.
They should be the therapist on this thing.
They are therapied out. There's nothing else wrong.
Listen, they told you not to bring your kids, but yet Kate brought her inner child.
She did bring her inner child. Yes, she did.
And they have to stay in the same room. With no air conditioning. Yeah. Okay. So talk to me about the air conditioning.
Okay. So Taylor of Corey and Taylor posted that somebody asked her, like, you guys looked hot as hell all the time. Like, how did you survive without air conditioning? And she said there was air conditioning in the bedrooms, but nowhere else.
Doesn't look like it.
Why? They're not that hot in the bedroom.
It looks pretty hot in the bedroom. Jade is in her bed dying.
No, but they're like under, I don't think they'd be under the blankets.
Okay, well, I
would
be, so if I was in this retreat,
you would only film in the bedroom.
I'd be like, hey, can we get the jet ski in the bedroom?
Right.
Because I will absolutely shower jet ski.
Right. No, you would go in the ocean.
I would go in the ocean. Yeah. But I couldn't, the walk to the ocean, I would have to have someone following me, spraying me with ice water.
Yeah, but there's a, when you go to the beach here, there's a walk to the ocean. It's not that far.
I got to tell you, I don't beach that much anymore now that I have a pool.
Yeah, no, fuck the beach.
Because it's like, okay, I am also, we're going to get into this, but I'm scared of the ocean now. Okay.
Really?
A little bit. Yeah, I'm going to talk to you about this.
I do like a walk on the ocean.
I like a walk on the beach. Absolutely.
Yeah, that's
when
what I mean.
Little breeze. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. So there, it just looks
as
if. A walk
on the ocean. A walk on the beach.
Noelle is Jesus. She also loves to turn water into wine.
I do. I love water wine.
She loves a lot of loaves. She loves a lot of fishes. She's making sardine sandwiches out here.
I fucking love loaves.
You do love loaves.
I do.
All right,
I make you take me bread shopping.
I took you bread shopping this week. Mm-hmm. So we're having an inner child extravaganza.
I know. And it's like, do you know how many, like, do you even know your outer child? No, because you only work with your inner child.
Well, she brought him on the trip. Tyler cries when she cries. And he's like, you see how connected you are? And it's like, no, they just cry a lot. You can't say that it's because of a connection. Also, guess what? Maybe I'm connected to them too. Because guess what? I cried through this entire episode.
So did I. I have to tell you, when she was like she wants a mom that loves her, that hurt. That hurt me. That made me feel sad.
Okay.
Yeah.
I cried when Kaya hurt her head. I cried.
Oh, you're
Cheyenne.
Such a baby.
No. I cried from beginning to end.
Oh, no. I cried
49 minutes of this episode.
This is the only part. This 30 seconds here, I felt very bad.
And then we talk about how Tyler's been diagnosed with bipolar. And then speaking of, Leah arrives.
Okay. Leah, also, Tyler is anti-medicine. Kate is pro-medicine.
Okay. Well, they say that this is a house. They're like, yeah, let's show you the house. They're like,
Cheyenne,
it's set up like a hotel.
Cheyenne is actually very happy to see her.
To see Leah. Yeah.
I think
they're friends, right? No?
But I guess I didn't think about it. Like, I guess I didn't realize they were friends. I don't know.
All right. So Leah and Jalen are cordial. And she's been not dating. And it's been a year since the breakup. Okay. The flashbacks are set up in a way, as you said.
Yeah.
To make us think that maybe something was going on behind the scenes in Jalen's life.
Because she said, so the last year of my life or year and a half of my life was a facade.
Yes, a facade.
Right. So you were a beard, essentially, is what they're trying to make us think.
Okay. Now, I want to tell you something, and I want you to just open your mind a little bit.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Yes, doctor.
If I was with a guy, me, Tracy Carnazzo, comedian extraordinaire, corrective plastic surgeon, newest member of the botched community.
Yes.
Okay. If I was dating a man for 1 year, even we were engaged, and it turned out that he was of the homosexual kind. Do you think that I would be so angry?
No.
I would not.
No.
I'd be like, this is ideal.
Yeah, because here's the thing. I want someone to break up with me because they're gay, not because there's something wrong with me.
Okay.
You know, not that there's something wrong with them, but you know what I'm saying. They're not
Like, this is their
This is something I can't help you with.
Okay.
Yes.
I, in my head,
yeah,
have made every man that I've ever been with a homosexual.
Oh, I know. You know how many of people you've dated that you're like, he's just gay? And I'm like, I don't think that that's true.
But isn't it great?
I guess.
Noelle, it's never worked out.
Die. Yeah.
I pretend both of those things happened.
Okay. So they are gay and they're dead. Okay.
And they died tragically.
Yeah. Yeah. But no, I totally get what you're saying, though, because
it's like,
oh, you're gay.
That's the best reason. I was doing crowd work at New York Comedy Club last weekend, and I was asking some girl what she found in her boyfriend's phone. She said it caused them to break up. And she was like, kind of like other guys. And I'm like, oh, ideal.
Yeah, that is ideal.
She's like, ideal. And I'm like, oh, no, ideal.
Yeah.
I was like, you don't have a dick.
Right. You can't. This isn't. He
this
was texting
nothing
other girls.
To do with you.
Yeah.
Listen, most of the things that someone else does that's mean to you in a relationship isn't your fault.
Of course, but it's
but
easy
it's
to blame
very
yourself.
Hard. It's easy to blame yourself. There is almost no way to blame yourself for this.
100%.
And that's where I would not be trying to build my life back. I wouldn't be trying to pick up the pieces.
Yeah.
I mean, there would be like, I mean, we could high five and I'd be like, so how did you do it?
Right.
How did you pretend for that long? Good for you.
I really want to know what it is. I mean, they're leading us to believe this. I can't, I'm not sure. Of course, nobody knows 100% what it is.
When do you think this NDA is up?
Maybe when they sell this house. And, you know, I don't know.
Oh,
but
God.
It's like, I wish that I knew, because it's like, I also think it's so shady that they're like airing this kind of stuff, you know? Yeah.
All right. So an ambulance rolls up. The ambulance brought Kaya back.
That's not funny.
American healthcare.
No way. She'd be in a cab.
She'd be in a walk with her feet.
Yeah. And I love her neck brace.
Her neck brace is hilarious. So she's like, look, I came back with a Colombian neck brace. That was very funny. She had a muscle strain. Now, Kaya is dancing.
Yes. Twerking.
Okay. She is twerking. This is how you twerk, Chantel. I'm telling you. Chantel from the 90 Day. The 90 Day franchise tried to do this on the tell all. She
in
failed miserably.
Juicy swoot that didn't fit.
Okay. This is how you do it. And she goes, quote, my neck broke, but this ass ain't.
Oh, God. I love that.
So here's the thing. I'm team Kaya until
you're not.
This point.
She turns.
So Leah gets drunk. She wants to go in the ocean. And Mackenzie's gymnastical skills.
I mean, I want to be her. These flips and cartwheels.
She is flying.
Yeah, she
and then I'm back.
Athletic.
I'm back. I'm like, I love Mackenzie.
I know, me too. Because I'm like, you know
you
what?
Do
she's
that,
fun.
Once you could do that, I'm in. I'm telling you, like, I have a friend that was a comic and she turned to ice skater. I can't stop watching her ice skating
videos.
Yeah,
I think that's so cool.
If you could like do a thing, I want to watch you do the thing all the time.
I would love it if I had an ice skating friend like that, like a triple axel.
She's triple axeling.
That's so cool.
Yeah, she's like, are you coming to North Carolina anytime soon for shows? And I was like, maybe. I was like, can I watch you ice skate?
That's so cool.
Like, oh, I was going to go to your show. I'm like, sure. But like, can I go to your ice skating
show?
Right.
I would like to see Mackenzie do like a gymnastics meet.
Oh my God. Mackenzie choreographed something for me and Noelle.
But that's what I mean. I mean, she flies on the sand and lands in a split.
It was
what?
wild.
Yeah, that was
wild,
so cool.
Wild, wild. Okay, so now they're going to go in the ocean at night, and this is where you lose me all the way. I'm out.
Oh, I would never in my lifetime do that.
Okay, I'm a little scared of the beach at night.
Uh-huh.
I am 100,000% scared of the water at night.
Yeah, I'm
a little
scared
of the water during the day.
I didn't know that, though.
Yeah, so as I get older, I'm scared of the things that are in the water.
Yeah, me too.
So that's why I've been very pool forward the last few years.
Okay, I'm afraid of everything in the water.
Yeah, like I went in last year. I went in pretty deep and I swam because I was peer pressured really badly in the day.
Uh-huh.
By Dez. He was like, you have to go all the way in the water. Like all the way in the, and I was like, oh my God, all the way in the water. Okay, I'm in. And he was like, no. You have to like swim in the water.
Oh my God.
And I was peer pressured so bad that I just did it. And I was like, I actually don't like doing this anymore. This is like so creepy, crawly, something's gonna bite me.
Yes.
And that's what I feel.
That's why I would never do it.
Yeah, I'm more of a, I don't mind a good tropical beach.
Uh-huh.
Because I could see. Mm. I could see a lot more in a
tropical
beach.
Tropical beach equals shark to me.
Noelle.
Yeah, uh-huh.
You could see it coming, though.
No, they're fast. No, thanks. I don't want to see it coming. That's my point.
Okay, I'm not as scared of a shark, to be honest
with
you.
What are you scared of, a crab?
Jellyfish.
Oh, no, I'm not
like
scared of
jellyfish. Like a sting. Like a, you know,
I'm scared of like a,
my brother was
leg.
Stung by a jellyfish and he was not in good shape. I'll tell you.
Okay. I will tell you this. We had a friend growing up. She lived around the block from me. We're not friends anymore.
Sure. R.I.P.
My dad and her mom went on a few dates and one night they were at the beach and they were in the water together and they came home and their legs were covered in jellyfish stings.
Okay. They must have had very mild jellyfish stings.
No. They were covered in them. I remember
that. My brother was out, like hospital.
Here's the thing. He's the only person I know that's happened to.
Really?
I mean, everybody's been stung by these jellyfish here. And Rockaway is filled with jellyfish.
I think this was a pretty big jellyfish thing.
Was he? In Australia?
In Montauk.
Oh, well, I mean, listen, I will tell you, Martha and my father were covered in jellyfish things all over their legs. It was the craziest thing ever. And so my dad was like, I just have to pee on it. I'm like, that's actually pretty terrible. But yeah, you had to pee on it.
Okay, so Montauk has its fair share of sea life. Great white sharks have been known to buzz the beach from time to time. While the lion's mane jellyfish, one of the world's largest, that can grow as large as 6 feet wide, 49 feet long, and leave a very painful sting.
But what the hell was he doing in the water in Montauk? It's cold.
It was August.
But it's also like great white sharks. That is why I would never go to Montauk.
Okay, but see, the thing is, I can talk to a shark.
Oh, you're crazy. I can't talk to a
jellyfish. They don't really have brains.
Oh, I would talk to a jellyfish over
they
a shark.
They don't even have mouths.
Really? I'm not afraid of jellyfish. I'm afraid of sharks.
Okay. I can't wait until you see that jellyfish on the beach.
Here's the thing. That looks like an alien. A shark looks like a scary ass monster that I would have a nightmare about.
A Portuguese man o' war. Sharks are getting all the bad press, but race for the arrival of another ocean danger. The Portuguese man o' war, experts told the Post. This is a Post article, so you know it's true.
Mm-hmm.
The jellyfish relative can show up now through August, depending on offshore winds from the tropics, and can surface from Montauk to the Jersey Shore. Beware of its devastating sting, said Paul Baloney. Professor of biology and the director of marine biology and coastal sciences at Montclair State University.
Wow.
Yeah, it's like walking in Manhattan. You might get mugged. That's why you pay attention to where you're going and keep your wits about it.
Wow.
On the beach, it's not as bad. If you're out in the water, they've got these big, long tentacles that could do some serious damage. The man of war fires barbs from its tentacles that are loaded with toxin meant to incapacitate and kill anything. Usually it's fishy lunch that brushes against it. Its cells still fire even if the critter's dead and washed up on shore. The sting rarely kills humans but can cause intense pain and welts on the skin. Yeah, they're typically reported in New York's marine waters when water temperatures are at their peak. Some early arriving manowar were already spotted on Amagansett Beach 2 weeks ago when strong south swells associated with storms passed south of Long Island, the East Hampton Star reported. Treatment of the manowar stings is no different than any other barb from a jellyfish. The best first aid is to rinse with vinegar to remove any residual stingers or bits of tentacle, and then immerse in hot water or apply a hot pack for 45 minutes. Good to know.
Here's the thing. Yeah. Scary? Not that scary. I don't know why jellyfish don't scare me.
Okay. I don't know why either.
Yeah. Here's the thing. Because we're different. Sharks don't fucking scare you. Why don't they scare you? I don't
know. Never been bitten by a shark.
Okay. You've never been stung by a jellyfish.
My brother has.
Okay. So what?
He's never been bitten by a shark.
I am much more afraid of sharks. It's a lot harder to come back from that.
You'd be surprised.
I know.
You just go, no, 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 no.
Oh, you go.
you just give him a treat.
Uh-huh.
You give him some milk bones. The ones that look like milk combos.
Bones. That look like marrow bones. Uh-huh. I'm very familiar with them. I have a tub of them in my house.
Yeah. It's like, oh, wow. Combos look like marrow bones. That's wild.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. Wow.
Look at that.
Guys, if you're eating combos, just think about that.
Guys, what do you find scarier, jellyfish or sharks? Let us know.
Let us know in the group, Teen Mom Trash Talk podcast listeners on Facebook.
Yeah, I'd like to know.
All right. So they're in the water.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And then they're like, there's an undercurrent. Everybody has to get out. And Kate.
Leah's wasted.
Like, I know. Leah's like, I don't know who you are. That's okay. So funny.
What is happening with Leah's face?
I mean,
it
don't
looks
know.
Like she got a nose job. It looks like she has cheek implants. Something is happening to Leah's face.
I just think she's been looking like this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What is happening to it? What happened? Something happened. There was a surgery. No, I mean, it's not just a lip filler that changes your whole entire face.
I don't know. I don't think she had a surgery. I don't think she has cheek implants.
You don't think her nose is jobbed?
No, I think
from my personal.
She's always been ugly. She just has. Sorry.
Okay. Well, from my personal, I'm a board uncertified plastic surgeon.
Uncertified. Uh-huh. What do you think? You think she has implants in her cheeks?
I think she has something going on in her cheeks, and I think she has something going on in her nose surgically.
Oh, I don't
think so.
Along
with a lip filler.
I don't think so because she won't pay her taxes. You think she's going to pay to get a
nose job? Yes, that's exactly what
people
do.
I don't think so. I just don't think so.
Well, I do think
so. I think that she was like making mud pies in the yard and came up with like syringes for her face maybe or something. You know what I mean?
Well,
so you're just exfoliating. Right now
I have an itch on my forehead, so I'm using my back scratcher.
Good for you.
Thank you. It just makes me feel less alone. It makes me feel like someone else is.
I understand.
It's like, oh, Tracy, go to sleep.
Oh, Tracy,
oh, look, my edges. You guys wish you had video on this one, but you know what, you guys don't subscribe to our YouTube, so I'm not making video.
Yeah, it's like, why are we wasting our time here? We got 7 likes on our last video.
Waste my
what
time, 2024. What are you doing?
I'm wasting all my makeup.
Waste your makeup, guys.
You're going to hurt yourself. Get that away from your eye.
All right, so Leah's big mad. She's yelling about the undercurrent like it's a person.
But it's like, she is wasted. Why does anybody care? Why do you get aggravated about a wasted person?
She's fighting with everyone. She's eating cheesecake. Now, this is the problem.
Yeah.
She is doing something that one of our friends does more often than not.
Uh-huh.
They are refusing to go to bed until everyone else goes to bed.
Oh, yeah. But then why can't everybody just pretend?
So Kayla suggests that we all wink, wink, go to bed. And Kaya's
like, no,
fuck that. Fuck that. I don't have to go to bed because someone else doesn't want it. Blah, blah. And now she's going to fight Leah.
But don't you know that you can't rationalize with a drunk person? You can't.
Leah says something like, didn't your head fall off or something to that effect?
Uh-huh.
And she's like, no,
she's
no,
like,
no, no,
no. I know she's not talking about my neck. Very
okay,
funny.
But that was kind of funny.
No, it was. But it's like, and I love that Leah's there and she's like, I didn't even know who Ryan was, which she didn't. But it's like, I don't know. Kaya's like, oh, because Leah was like, oh, your neck brace is weird. And Kaya's like, what'd you say about my neck? You know, and this is how it starts. But Kaya, why are you? Kaya fucking
Kaya,
flies
Leah
off the handle.
Died in the ocean. Like, she's not doing well.
But Kaya flies off the handle so easily.
That's what it is.
Yeah. And
it's
like,
Kaya, you were just doing that nice little butt dance.
And Kayla's like, I don't care. She's like, everybody else is so mad, but it's like, whatever.
Yeah, Kayla's
like,
hello.
Who cares?
Because also, Kayla's not drinking.
Well, that's true too. Right.
Kayla's like, hello, I'm sober with this maybe baby.
I just feel like, when does Leah ever drink? She got drunk. Maybe baby. She got a little drunk, but it's like, so what? Leave her alone. Who cares? Right. She's wasted.
Send her to bed.
She'll feel stupid tomorrow. Who cares?
She'll feel so stupid tomorrow.
So Tracy is now combing her hair.
I'm not combing it. I'm just pushing it back with my back hair comb.
We both have really nice buns today.
We look mm-hmm. very alike. Listen.
I have on my fleece cardigan right now.
Oh, good. I'm glad it's May 1st.
No, just because it's May 1st doesn't mean it's not cold. I had all the windows open in my room. It was freezing just now.
Well, let me tell you something.
What?
This whole episode, I was very anxious.
Why?
I was like, I don't want them to go in the water. I don't want them to jet ski. I don't want them to fight. I'm sad that everyone's sad. I am hot and I'm anxious.
Yo, you're lame. Mm-hmm. I don't care what they do. I want him to party hardier.
No.
I want everyone naked and drunk the whole time. That's what
I want everyone
watch.
Naked and just trying to accept their bodies.
You want everyone to make their doctor's appointments. You want everybody there to make their doctor's appointments, share blood work with each other. That's what you want. You
oh,
want
God,
everyone
I mean...
there to sanitize their hands, wipe
okay,
your hands.
Okay, wait.
Here,
I just
want to
say something.
I'm going to
talk about this more. Yeah. Yesterday, I was talking to a friend, a very good friend, about blood work.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked them about a particular thing. And then they were like, oh, I don't know. And I was like, all right, just send me over your blood work and we'll go through it together on the phone. And then we did.
I want to say this. I know this isn't BS, but I got my CAT scan results today. My kidneys are beautiful.
They're beautiful.
They're beautiful. So guys.
No jellyfish, no sharks.
If you want tips on how to have clean model
pristine kidneys,
pristine, you can eat off the floor in my kidneys.
Okay, who's lame now?
Just drink, make sure you drink two Folgers a day in a Starbucks.
Guys, get the crystals, the Folgers yeah. crystals.
Get the Folgers crystals. There's nothing like it. Let me tell you something today. I got some janky ass Starbucks. It was not good.
From where?
From Cross Bay Boulevard, but I didn't taste it until I was already on the Bell Parkway. And I'm like, this is terrible. And you know what? This is the second time it's happened to me. But the other day I fucked up because I got it without oat milk and that's why it tasted bad. This one today tasted terrible.
Wow.
Yeah, it wasn't really good. Upset.
Yeah, listen, the thing about Starbucks, and we'll talk about
consistent.
This more on BS, it is not consistent. But also, and this is something that I do want to talk about on BS and we have to explore deeper. So guys, I don't know if this is going to be a little hook to get you in. String cheese is also not consistent. Dairy is not consistent.
No kidding. Dairy is scary.
Dairy is so scary.
It's not consistent. String cheese is consistent. So much is not consistent.
So
especially
much.
Dairy.
Especially dairy. Mm-hmm. And no, it's not because milk is different. It's like literally you guys aren't using the cheese recipe, right?
Right. You keep using different cheeses.
Just saying. All right, guys. Okay. That was really fun. Make sure you're following Noelle at Noe Girl on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. I'm at Trixie Tuzini on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok. Teen Mom Podcast on Twitter. Teen Mom Trash Talk on Instagram. Trash Talk Podcast on TikTok. Also, make sure you go to our group and talk about the podcast. Talk about the show. Talk about anything you want. Teen Mom Trash Talk podcast listeners on Facebook. The password to get into the group is besties. BESTIES. Answer all the questions. Don't be lame.
Okay.
Leave us a 5-star rating and an amazing review on whatever platform you listen to us on. And make sure you subscribe to our YouTube. It's right down there in the show notes. And we'll see you next week.
Sounds good.
TracyCarnazzo.com. Bye.
Bye.